You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron with your hosts, Brian Kilby, J.D. Church, Ender, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, and XV. Transformers!
Today is Mark...
Tasty.
Today's March 3rd, 2010. This is Radio Free Cybertron, and I am Brian Kilby, and with me I have the usual gang and crew. Guys, how is it going?
Fantastic. What up?
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. Woo! Oh. Okay, so let's just go ahead and jump into the news. Wreckers Awareness Week, that was last week, wasn't it? What is the official designation for Wreckers Awareness Week?
It's
every week.
Like, let's see, by the time people are listening to this, it will probably have just ended.
Bummer.
Hasn't every week been Wreckers Awareness Week since, what, BotCon 2000?
Yeah, pretty much so. Yeah. But yeah, this was the one declared by Nick Roche on his blog. So
actual fan holiday. Gotcha.
So let's today this coming week is RSC Awareness Week. So I am announcing that. Go.
Yeah. Troll the boards.
Yeah, troll the boards, people. Troll the boards.
Link back to us. We can use the link. Club.
Yes. Make sure that you use your real name and don't post anything that could be construed as a secret. Yeah. So Optimus and Bumblebee are to be tweaked by ILM in Transformers 3. Who cares?
Where's going, guys? Bumblebee's going to be a 2011 Camaro, and Optimus is going to have another sword. New toys!
Where's he going to stick out of? That's the question.
His butt.
He's going to be head sword. Y'all ain't have no guts, and it's going to pop out of his butt, and he's just going to stab him by doing the butt.
Give me your ass!
This is already sounding like a great...
Yeah, this show is a win. Okay, so I'm just running through this stuff because I'm jacked up on some beautiful caffeine from Cheerwine. So, okay, the AllSpark / TFWiki Toy Fair catalog scans are up. They are gorgeous, and they earned $2,300 for...
That's amazing.
Yeah, the Hasbro... Children's Hospital. I was going to say Children's Museum, but that doesn't have the quite same ring to it.
Pay tribute to our former.
Is the Hasbro Children's Hospital for children injured by Hasbro products?
That
must be why you never hear about children being injured by Hasbro's goods.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. That's going on.
The whole RSC Awareness Week thing, go with that. I'm totally cool with it. But I really do want to encourage everyone. Chris actually had this idea. March 15th, skip Maddie Collector. Who cares about Stratos or whatever's coming out? Go out and buy a Transformer.
Oh.
I'm really encouraging everyone to do this. I'm going to mention this next week.
And then send it to me because March 15th is my birthday.
Oh.
Well, that's awesome.
Hmm. Yeah, you don't need to spend your birthday at Maddie Collector.
No.
No. That's what you'd have to do, really. You have to spend my whole birthday there.
Okay, so let's do
I'm buying a Stratos. And after that, I'm buying a Stratos.
Wait.
Check up. Brian.
Yes.
Are you going to do this? Are you going to go through the hell of Maddie Collector? And then, Ender, are you going to?
I really, really, in April, Hordak is being reissued, and I really want Hordak. I really want Hordak. It's not fair. And I think Merman, too. It so sucks.
I'm just going to wait till those Toys R Us 2-packs go on clearance to get Skeletor and He-Man to be happy with it.
And the Skeletor is missing a tooth, so that's pretty awesome.
Okay. Yeah, I'd like to say I'm not going to go and get any more, but I'd be lying through my fat fanboy teeth.
Yeah. I'm going to give them one more chance.
I'm going to tell you what you guys...
I'm going to laugh.
15. Go buy Sky Stalker. And
yeah.
I bought a Mind Wipe.
Ooh.
Nice.
Or go on eBay and buy a Stalker, because I love Stalker.
I haven't bought many Revenge of the Fallen toys, but Mind Wipe kind of spoke to me. And I got a breakdown.
Or if you're a girl, just go on the internet and get a Stalker.
Yeah.
XV, you just lost a Stalker.
Available.
Yeah. One last bit of news. It was announced this week that the Create Your Own Transformer feature in War for Cybertron, that's pretty awesome. Jack, the all-knowing, all-seeing boss of TFormers.com, will be at Game Developers Conference next week. He'll actually have a chance to play it, and we'll talk with him to get his opinion and everything on the game. So that's pretty awesome that you can create your own Transformer.
Yeah, as long as it's not green Ironhide, pink Optimus, you know, like you can actually customize the way they look. So,
I mean, you know, it can be like Shattered Glass, Shockwave. I mean,
you know, pink Optimus sounds great, actually.
Yeah.
Give me your face.
This episode of RSC is brought to you by our friends at Big Bad Toy Store. Go to tfradio.net/BBTS. Shorter than BigBadToyStore.com. And this week they have in the Donald Duck Transformer from Takara Tomy. He is $49.99. He looks pretty awesome. I actually kind of want that. And
I want all the Disney toys, actually.
You know, I originally did not want a Disney label Mickey Mouse, but actually looking at having the toy in my hand, it's gorgeous. I regret not picking it up. So bad.
Mm. You know, there's something I've always been a little unclear on. What does Donald Duck's voice sound like in Japanese?
I don't know.
Interesting.
That didn't work out.
No. Mm-hmm.
There's gonna be something out there.
But yeah, check out BBTS again. Just go to tfradio.net/BBTS to let them know that you heard about them on Radio Free Cybertron. We interviewed Bill McElfresh, the Fish. I really have a hard time calling you the Fish, Bill. Billy, I'm sorry, but he did a good job trying to plug BBTS in the interview. It didn't actually make the final cut. But we'll be interviewing him here in just a few minutes. We were talking with our pals, HooperX, Recharge, and Alan. And as everyone remembers who's been listening for a long time, HooperX and Recharge used to be on the show. They actually used to do the show without me when I wasn't available. So it was really good talking with them, and we really think you'll enjoy hearing that show. Hey, JD, what's going on today in history?
Alas, March 1. 1999 saw the premiere of the Beast Wars episode Master Blaster.
Master Blaster!
Wow.
Yes. So, of course, this episode of note, one, because it played off of the, the film Mad Max.
Real Spider Town.
Yeah.
But, yes. But it also featured mind-controlled Optimal Optimus, which was awesome. And the control suit, which played in later in some of the fan history. So, good stuff. Good stuff there.
Toy there for a bit, huh?
Actually, fan history. It wasn't actually that the origin of Optimal or Supreme or whatever he was called.
I say fan because it played more into the fiction that was off of like the Collector's Club and.
It wasn't
in the mainline history, but yeah, supposedly
Super Primal Prime.
Primal Prime was created using the control suit.
And that's something I've not thought about in 10 years. I'm amazed I remember this crap.
There you go.
Primal Prime is a great toy.
It's a pretty toy.
It's a safer toy.
It's better than the real. It's better than Optimal Optimus.
Yes, it's a safer toy. That's what's really important about Primal Prime.
How's it safer?
You know how on Optimal Optimus,
the lights only came on when you pulled the missile launch trigger?
So
if you wanted to see the light, you would end up shooting yourself in the eye.
It never occurred to me. I didn't know that.
On Primal Prime, they actually switched the lights to a separate button.
Yeah.
Of course, then, you know, if someone was stupid and didn't realize that, they would pull the trigger out to try to look at the lights and end up shooting themselves in the eye for nothing.
It hurts.
Yeah.
So who was it?
Sounds.
Rob. I saw that happen.
Rob.
You'll shoot your eye out, man.
You'll shoot your eye out. Hey, let's go ahead and take a break. We'll go to Stump Monzo. This week, Stump Monzo came. The question came from our pal Adam Nicole, aka Grufflock, from the Old Oil House podcast.
It's time now for another chance for you to try and fail to stump Monzo.
Our pal Grufflock, Adam Nicole, sent this one in. What is the name of the sixth Generation 1 Dinobot?
Paddles.
I knew you would get that one. Yes, the answer is Paddles.
Tune in next week when someone else will try and almost certainly will fail to stump Monzo.
So if you want to try to stump Monzo, email stumpmonzo@tfradio.net. stumpmonzo@tfradio.net. I'm trying to slow down, but I've had too much caffeine. I'm caffeine overdrive! So.
She had the caffeine cyber planet key.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, really.
And it's crammed right up my butt.
So that's why that gun came on my knee.
Just envisioning this little cyber planet key with, like, a cup of coffee on it, like, and you just be like, ah, and it flying out of the sky and doing the whole bit.
Yep. Yep.
That'd be the best lens flare. Ever.
That would be the best one ever, yeah.
Coffee!
So,
key power!
Actually, I almost forgot. We need to give away Ratchet.
Oh.
Man, I almost forgot. Remember, last week we gave away a couple of things. Well, we have one prize this week. We have Ratchet, Cybertron Mode Ratchet from Transformers Animated, the Toys R Us exclusive.
Which I still can't find.
And the winner is Ender.
I've got one.
Kidding. So let's just go ahead and get
the
sucker.
Was that contest? Whoever bitches the loudest? Was that the...
maybe that'll be the next contest.
Oh, Rob Sasser's
I've got that one easy.
Bitch off.
Dude, I don't know. I'd like to see you and Ender go at it. You two need to host your own podcast.
The Decibels of Doom.
The Decibels of... Okay, the winner this week... let me actually look at the name, because I don't want to say the wrong one. The winner this week of our Ratchet giveaway, and I'm going to butcher your name, I'm sorry. It's David Aguero from San Antonio, Texas. David is a fan of ours on Facebook. So congratulations, you've won Ratchet. Send me your actually, by the time you all hear this, I'll already mailed it, but I'll get David's address, and I'll send that to him. We'll have more contests going forward. We've been talking about things that we want to do. So the contacts will be pretty easy. Just follow us on Twitter, tfradio.net, actually, pardon me, twitter.com/tfradio. That's the way to do it, twitter.com/tfradio. And follow us on Facebook. Just easiest way is go to tfradio.net and click on the Facebook box.
Just don't follow us down the street.
Yeah, don't follow us down the street. Mm-hmm. You can follow XV down the street.
Tfradio.net.
We need like an RFC jingle.
We just need a chorus of angels to sing like every fifth word we
you
say.
Know, now that we have...
Angel burp in perfect harmony.
You know.
We already do that.
I know. Just I think that's much more likely than angels singing anything on here.
Yeah. You know, now that we have Mike Walker, our buddy Mike Walker, he did a lot of the liners for us. We need to get someone to do some like a jingle, like it's the 70s. You know, you've listened to TF Radio. So yeah,
there's some fat ass lonely boys need some toys that toys us.
Mercy,
Rob, you're insane. I love you.
After the messages, we'll be right back.
Perfect. Okay, let's go ahead and jump to our interview with the fish, Bill McElfresh. Billy is a 16-year-old kid. He's an RFC fan, an avid Transformers fan. He's been a Transformers fan his whole life. He basically mirrors all of us, except he's half our age, so it's a different context. He actually may come back and have a recurring segment occasionally on the show to sort of sound off from a young person's perspective. So let's go ahead and join the fish.
Whippersnapper.
The young little whippersnapper, and we'll be right back after this. With us this week, we have Bill McElfresh, also known as the fish. He is a 16-year-old Transformers fan, and he's going to give us sort of the perspective of Transformers as a young person in the fandom. We're all, you know, old. I mean, I'm old. But, you know, we're actually talking with Hooper X, Recharge, hey. And Alan, who you may know as Mousepad, or like the really old people will know as Waspinator. And we have Rob and XV here as well. So we're all just chit-chatting with Bill. So Bill, how long have you been collecting Transformers?
I've been collecting them. Well, I started really with I had a couple of, like, two Beast Wars. I have Transformers to Cheetor and a very, very missing a lot of pieces Sonar. But I got into Beast Machines. I regrettably own a Beast Machines Supreme Cheetor. I'm not proud of that.
No regrets.
Hopefully I'll be able to pawn it off at Dairy Con for something.
You're going to Dairy Con?
He's going to Dairy Con.
Dairy Con? Is that like milk and Transformers or something?
No, Wisconsin Cheeseheads.
Who is it that runs Dairy Con?
Fred's Workshop? Yeah. That guy hates me.
All I know is that I'm really excited because they have actually a couple of cool exclusives. They have a raffle for Toilet Bot. They have
Fred's Workshop. That's it. Yeah.
They have a raffle for Pretender's Convoy with a cowboy hat and stuff like that.
Yep, Fred's Workshop.
I'm going to Dairy Con. It's going to be a blast. I'm having a dealer's table. I'm also going to do the Jumpstart races and the Build Your Own Transformer contest. I have no idea what the heck is in store for that. All I know is that I'm just going to try and have fun.
Have you ever gone to BotCon?
No. I missed the Chicago one because that was when I wasn't into Transformers. I've gone into phases. I started it with Beast Wars and Beast Machines. Yeah. I got off the train a little bit during the universe, and then I got on to Armada, and I used to have the complete Armada line, basically.
I did too, and I don't anymore, and it doesn't bother me.
Which this is one of the things from my perspective too. Armada to kids, when I was a kid, I actually loved the series. It was so cool, I thought. Giant transforming robots talking and actually communicating and stuff like that with little Earth kids. I pretended that I was whatever the one non-black guy's name, I don't know.
What?
His name was Red, and he wants to tell you about the Transformers.
I wanted to be Fred.
Let me see. I'm old. I wanted to be O.
I also collected RID. I again pawned off my old RID Prime for actually a big amount. Somebody paid me $70 for him. I was like, okay.
Wow.
Nice.
It was absolutely complete. So
I sold mine complete 6 months ago for $20. So you got me.
Oh, wow! I sold my boxed fire convoy for. I think I ended up selling for $100 to some dude in Australia on eBay.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't use eBay. So I've
not old enough yet.
Yeah, I'm not old enough yet. But I also pawned off my Megatron, so RID Megatron. But I lost my X-Brawn, which I'm sad about because I liked that one. But I still have my Sideburn. I still have my Prowl and Sideburn, which I'm going to try and sell off at Dairy Con. And regrettably, again, RID Bruticus, which is missing a whole bunch of pieces.
No, dude, Bruticus is a cool toy. Don't ever regret owning that one. He is funky and ridiculous and a treasure. And he saved Christmas once. So
and there's 31 different flavors of him.
Right.
We're talking about the original mold Bruticus. I think I own five of them.
No, the crazy dog.
No,
Red.
The dog.
I never got one of them. I've wanted one of those for forever. I never got one.
I also had
metal. You should have one.
I also have two of the. I also had two of the train bots and RID Bruticus, whatever it was.
If you had, as long as you had Midnight Express, that's all that matters.
No, that was the one that was missing.
Fatal.
I know.
Was he the one with
Yeah.
What? I also have a complete build team too. So
I never got into the build team.
See, we never got a Rock and Roll Express, so I was always disappointed I couldn't have my two expresses fighting out.
Well, that's what you randomly dubbed the build team is Demolition, and just kind of book it that way.
I collected them until Energon. I only have one Energon toy, which is Energon Optimus Prime, which I love, except for his big belly in regular mode. But then I got off, and then I missed Cybertron, which I'm really, really sad about, because I now seeing all the toys, I want to own the whole entire toy collection.
I skipped most of Cybertron myself.
And I skipped Classics 1.0, which I'm sad about.
See,
and I skipped Alternators.
Alternators is worth skipping. What did Classics mean to you? I mean, other than just being Transformers, I mean, those are characters that... I mean, they're
no connection to.
Yeah, I mean, they're like characters that
Before Bill answers, I have a theory. You know, back when we were kids, that would be true because we would have if you collected Joes, you wouldn't have any way to know about 12-inch Joes. But kids who collect Transformers today have the internet. Like, they know
That's
about
true.
The
old stuff.
That's true. But I mean, you know, like, you know, toys that come out now, they're like homages to like those classic characters, but those are like painstakingly nerdy toys. But yeah, that is true.
But if you're a painstaking nerd, you get all of it anyway.
You're a sophomore or a junior?
Junior.
Cool. Do you like high school?
Yes.
People either love it or they hate it. I hated it.
I hated it freshman year. Hated it freshman year. Sophomore year was eh. But this year is awesome.
Did people pick on you because you like Transformers?
Actually, only count them. 5 people in the school actually know I collect them. And they're all okay with it because they've known me for like so long.
You keep it secret.
I don't keep it necessarily secret because I tell people know I like Transformers and know that I know about it, but people don't know I collect them.
I didn't actually get into Transformers, like seriously into Transformers, until my senior year. So, I mean, nobody talked to me anyway because I was a big fat loser. But for the most part, I really didn't talk too much about Transformers. I guess it was my junior year, so about your age.
Well, I think it's different now in that there are the big movies. And it's not a thing where it was like, hey, remember that great toy we all had as little kids? And now it's like, hey, did you guys see the Transformer movie? Yeah, that was pretty badass. And I think it may be a little more acceptable now, you know?
I mean, like, kids...
That's the ballparking.
Kids today, I mean, I know a whole bunch of kids in my school. I know either... Most of the kids in my school either really love the Transformers movie and original Transformers. All the kids love the original Transformers 2007, but a lot of the kids either love it or hate the Revenge of the Fallen, I know.
Yeah, the new movie kind of sucked. But I enjoyed parts of it.
I enjoyed parts of it, hence why I want to complete, I want to be a completist with this line. Hence why I'm getting a lockdown in the mail, Revenge of the Fallen lockdown in the mail, courtesy of someone on Moonbase 2, and Legends Devastator in the mail from the UK, plus a classic sideswipe.
You can't get Legends Devastator where you live?
Nope.
Dude.
You have Walmarts? Really?
Yes. I'm walking distance to Walmart. They do not have it. They said our area is really bad with getting the new stuff.
My Walmart sucks in general.
You definitely pass into like deep nerdom when you actually start asking the people in the employees like where toys are at. I could never do that. Like that always was very embarrassing. I'm guessing this whole channel just has no problem doing that.
I have no problem at all doing that.
See, I have a scam in that I'm old enough now that if I ask around for something, I act as stupid as possible, like write it on a sheet of paper and like read off the sheet of paper. It's like, do you have a Revenge of the Fallen Starscream? It's a man and he turns into an airplane.
That's brilliant.
Hey,
and
it's not
I'm buying it for my 5-year-old.
My target, actually, because we actually have a fair bit of collectors in our area, they actually put up signs, you cannot ask the employees to go into the back to see if they want, if they can get stuff.
I haven't seen that in a while. This is what you do, Billy. Go to Walmart, get yourself a pair of khaki pants and blue shirt. Walk into the back. It worked. Hell, you don't even have to wear a shirt. Just walk in the back. They won't ask you anything. And just find them.
Our Walmart doesn't have a back, hence why we kept having... even when the ice cream twins were coming out, they only had left Chromias and Wheelies. It looks like a lot of blue Transformers and Smokescreen.
How do you is it like all top stock or how does that work?
It's all they get it. They when they're starting to run low, they ordered more and then they put it all out on the shelves, whatever they got. And then once they run low on everything, they get more stuff.
That sucks.
So it's not a Super Center?
Well, that's a rinky-dink Walmart, yeah. I know what kind of Walmart
you're talking. Wow, that's an old-school one.
Yeah. No, it's not old-school. They're not.
No, they still were.
Oh, yeah, they're still old-school Walmarts, but they're being phased out. I know where a couple are.
I can't tell you how many times me and Chris have walked in the back of Walmart, just went to where the boxes were, and walked out with the toys. Just like got them.
You guys are...
lame. Yes.
Wow. Yeah. I'll just let you say it, man. That's fine.
No,
well, I mean, if you're regular, I mean, you don't even have to pretend you're an employee. I mean, if you go there all the time and like they know you're cool people, they probably don't care. It's like, oh, hey, Rob, hey, Chris, and like, yeah, the new stuff's over there on that pallet, and they don't really give a crap because I mean,
it's not like they pay them enough to make them give a crap in the first.
Oh no, place. You can. If I worked at Walmart, I could give a crap. I caught you shoplifting a toy, I'd be like, eh, well, you probably wanted it more than...
Hey, hey!
I'd be like, no, man, you don't want that one. You want this one. He's way cooler.
You don't need to go to Walmart when we have Big Bad Toy Stores, so...
You are a genius. You are hired, sir. You are hired.
I also do music, which is if you look at my channel, I have a whole bunch of music. I play the piano, or I learn how to play movie theme. Yeah, but I've played things like Harry Potter, Batman, Transformers. I could play the whole entire Transformers movie, all the songs on the piano and on the cello too.
Which movie?
The first one, and then the second one I could play a couple of ones.
From 1986 or 2007?
No, 2007. When I say Transformers, I meant the thing. When I say the Transformers...
So like all the Linkin Park music and stuff, you can play that stuff.
No, I can't play that. When I say Transformers movie, I mean Transformers 2007. When I say the Transformers, the movie, I mean 1986.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Because that's what it's labeled as. Because I'm one of those, I'm actually OCD, so I like have to have things exact named, or if I don't know it, I think it.
Apparently I'm OCD.
I do too. I like I have to go on a certain schedule. This done.
I take a dump on a certain schedule, but that's really about it. I mean, I'm not joking. That's
edit that out, please. I think they don't want to know about your bowel movement.
There's been so much Brian poop jokes on this show, dude.
But yeah, but no, seriously. Apparently, I
do that when you're in the bathtub with your toys, though.
Yes, I'm believing that. So that dude thought he was getting a deal when I sent him what is it? Firebolt. What is a Hot Rod's Target Master?
Firebolt.
Firebolt. Yeah, the guy thought he was getting a deal when I traded him the Firebolt for the guns for Strafe. No.
Little did he know that it's your old app. Oh my God, you're serious.
No, I'm not. No.
G.I. Joe is going swimming! G.I. Joe from the cave!
Actually, I should start doing a video review segment of toys that I've played with in the bathtub. So I guess that'll do it for this week. Bill, we want to thank you for being with us. It was fun.
You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron, the official podcast of TFormers.com.
So this week, our topic is a little different. I was talking to Rob today, and he said, hey, why don't we talk about fan projects that we've been involved with? I'm like, man, have I been involved in any fan projects?
No.
And I'm like, oh, wait. Yes. So guys, we're all right now involved in a fan project, but we've been involved in many more. Rob probably has the most under his belt. So Rob, why don't you tell us some of the stuff that you've done?
All right, I'm going to go get a sandwich.
You might as well. It's going to be a long list.
I'll go get another delicious cheer wine. Hold on.
Let's see.
We're all going to leave right now.
You're going to come back, and I'm just in the mid-90s.
Then in 98.
Should I even say Transmasters as a fan project, since it's a fan club? Even though I didn't
it's a project, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just a member, but now I can contribute on the blog, which basically means I'm still a member. Jeez, what all? In the 90s, I helped form an Excite Transformers community where we were all going to make separate websites because we were all poor and we used GeoCities. So we're going to webbring them all together with the Excite community chat room to be the middle discussion hub. That was working well till the main guy who was doing everything farted out on us and left. Mine was unicronsaddiction.com.geocities.456499. Those long ass addresses. It was a bad idea. We also did a. You guys remember the Beast Wars PC game?
Of course, I have a copy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yep. Me too. Yep. We organized a club, a Beast Wars meetup on MSN Game Zone, because that's where you had to multiplayer it. Where we had a. First, it was anybody came, but then we had to do passwords because we got too many trolls.
That game had multiplayer?
Yeah, on PC. You could only do it on msngamezone.com. Though,
the best multiplayer game, though, Transformers, is Transformers Quake. I love Transquake. Sorry.
Yes. Played a lot of that, too. Let's see. Sorry. We organized a gaming hub in there where basically we had one that was role players where people would use the Beast Wars guys and as their theoretical repaints to represent. And they role played Beast Wars all night through death matches. I don't know how they did it. but it was busy all the time, and everyone was just straight deathmatch while we talked about Transformers, while hating the guy who picked Rat Trap because he was, like, tinier than everyone else and would just run through your legs and shoot you. Let's see, what did I do after that?
Rob took notes.
Okay, I have to remember because I've drunk in a whole lot and killed some of these brain cells. I've contributed on a couple of sites, which I can't remember too well, and a couple of them under different aliases, especially on different posts.
To get through that game, you must have drank in a fair amount.
Yeah, that's true.
Saturday night. It was like gaming and cheap liquor, and what movie were we sticking in? Transformers or Evil Dead? Evil Dead. Yeah, that was every night at my castle. After that, I kind of took a break because I was really cheesed off with trolls. That and I just got kind of tired of it because you get burned out. Let's see. Got involved in another site that we were building it. They could never decide on a URL. So we just kept building and building everything but the graphics with the logos. And the guy lost his job and couldn't do it.
So,
I hate that guy.
So what projects have you done, Rob, that actually had a website or actually came to fruition?
Let's see. In recent years, well, about as recent, right after TransFandom and TFW split, they asked me to join TransFandom, which I did.
I miss TransFandom.
It was okay.
I miss TFW too, but
yeah,
it's not the same.
I liked it with them together. That's what they're trying to do. Let's see. I came on right after the TFW split. Yes, I didn't even know what happened. And one of the guys I knew told me, and I was just like, would you mind helping out? Sure. So I was supposed to be the head of the toy section. They wanted to do like a TFU.info type thing on their site. And I was like, okay. And I was supposed to do that, but they gave it to another guy. And instead, I was supposed to do all the writing. So he was in charge of a section that he had no toys or know-how of. That made sense. We did that. Then I also ran their sales forums and their sightings forums. And where everyone was basically making a thread. I saw Arthi at this door. So I came up with this big countrywide selection system that a lot of places still use, are basically this state thread here. Yeah,
I've seen that.
I'm not claiming complete ownership, but
you should.
Someone else could have had it because it just made sense. It's just a smart idea. Let's see. Through that, I worked with them a few years before I finally just had enough because you guys work with a fan site. There's enough drama behind the scenes to make you go crazy.
And TransFandom went away.
Yeah, well, I left before they went away.
But it went away.
Yeah.
Because you left.
Maybe. But
almost certainly.
Yeah. Let's see. During that time, we did... You guys remember Megatron Month with Dreamwave?
No.
They had a contest where 1 month, every issue of Transformers under 5,000 comics, one story stretched out from around 5 comics... Megatron was in each issue or whatever. I don't exactly remember. It was just Megatron month. And we came up with a contest for Dreamwave through them that we did all their contest work through them. And like, I would spend hours a night just coming up with Megatron questions. That's what we did. We were like, Megatron question. And everything was Megatron. Oh, yeah. I was writing for their little fanzine at the time, too. Keep forgetting about that for some reason. Oh, yeah. I forgot because I didn't like it. I quit. Does anyone remember Praxis.com?
That sounds like an erectile dysfunction.
Yeah.
It does. That's
why I wanted yes. to
join. Which is exactly why I wanted to join. I hooked up with those guys before they crashed. Forgot what all I did there. I think I just chatted. Pretty much all I did at TransFandom. I was in charge of things, but I just kind of called people names and got edited. Let's see. During this time, probably around the beginning of the decade, I started helping out this little project here by sending in Brian stuff when he'd pick it, or when it would FTP would work for me. Like, how do you work this stupid program?
Yeah, I remember Rob sending me stuff, and I'm like, who is this guy? He kind of scares me. It's kind of like now people randomly IM me and say, hey, can I be on this show? And I'm like, no.
Dude, kinda,
Rob just kept asking, right? And, you know, eventually I'm like, yeah, sure, go ahead.
I was like, I really like the show. By the way, you want to come over and drink some beers?
He's dude, like, you want to come down to Atlanta and meet me? And I'm like, sure.
I was like,
it only took me 8 years, but I finally did it.
I was like, come on, dude, let's go hang out. You're creeping me out, Rob. I know, but let's come hang out anyway. It'll be fun. right around the time this ended, I started.
You realize you're just encouraging people to ask you
that. That's okay. We come up with the best answers back.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, Formspring/TF Radio. If you want to ask us lame and pointless questions, please do it.
I have a form answer.
Yeah. Right after that, I did TFBBQ, which was my short-lived podcast, where I wanted to continue the show, but didn't realize how much work it would be.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Then more than now. Now it's a lot of work, too.
It was a lot more work then because I had no clue what I was doing. Like, how do I mix this crap?
So how long did you do that after TFWire? I know you developed the idea, I mean, obviously independently, because you're just trying to continue RFC, but how long until after, like, TFWire started?
It was literally about when I was, like, because at first I wanted to do it as an internet web series, like a TV series, like with cameras and stuff. And I was like, dude, that's too much work. What can I do? And I was like, well, I'll just do an radio show. Then I kept thinking about it. Then right about time, okay, I'm going to buy the URL, TFWire. Oh, someone's already, that's what that's called, a podcast. Like, literally, I didn't know what podcast was called. It was just called another internet radio show.
Yeah, just an internet radio show.
So I was like, they're the first podcast because, well, they knew what they were doing ahead of me. And I would have called it internet radio anyway because podcast is just kind of a weird word for me to say sometimes. I mean, it's like, podcast, there's aliens in them. I did that for a while. Took a break. Then I came back and did it for a while. Canceled that when personal problems and just the workload were just too much and I just didn't want to do it after all the workload. And I tried to make the site like a troll transformer site blog, which didn't really work out either, so I just let the URL die. About that time, I tried to do the RoboHate fanzine, which I got some submissions, but I never actually put it together. Oh, yeah, I helped Trickshot with some, what's it called? TF Bootleg, the fanzine she put out at BotCon 05. Yeah, BotCon 05. I gave her some submissions. You see, I forget them until I remember them. Yeah, exactly. I think that's really it, because that kind of just took a dump not wanting to do anything for a while. Oh, I did bring TFBBK back for a video episode where I tried to do a video review series, but it was like 40 minutes of me cursing at Ironhide where I couldn't transform him and editing and music, so I decided not to do that anymore. And Brian came back about the time I got steam enough to want to do something again.
And I came back because of JD, mostly. JD is like, hey, we gotta bring RSC back. Hey, actually, I just added someone to the conference call. Recharge, who used to actually be on RSC, of course. You heard Recharge a few minutes ago. Hey, you've been a part. We're talking about fan projects that we've been involved in. Besides RFC, I mean, you've been involved in other fan projects, haven't you?
I'm trying to think. I know I did. I helped out with a few fanzines and stuff. But,
you helped out with TF Bootleg too, didn't you, man?
With what?
The one Trickster did for BotCon 05, didn't you like run off most of the copies of it?
I ran off all the copies of that, yes.
Yeah, I remember you doing that, and I was like, that's probably the only way it got produced, isn't it?
As far as I know. I mean, I've contributed to the wiki, it's like everybody else on various.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's about it. I mean, my fandom participation is my presence, pretty much. Lucky to
have. I was talking to Rob before how when I first met Rob was this nice guy that I'm like, he kind of got on my nerves. Not really. But he's like, hey, can I be on the show? And I'm like, dude, I really don't know who you are. It's like, yeah, can I be on the show? You want to come down and meet me? Before I actually met you, and I mean, we've met several times. We've hung out. You've come over and visited. I've never actually visited Memphis while you're there. I kind of suck. But you were originally like this really nice guy. You just wanted to get along with everybody, and you didn't want people to, like, argue and bitch and moan. That's, like, totally not you. So you're one of those people like Rob that meeting you completely changes your opinion of...
Are you talking about... I thought you were talking about Rob. I thought you were talking about me.
I'm talking about you.
I thought I was always an asshole.
No. When you first came on All Toys Transformers, you were like this nice, likable.
Yeah, I didn't know anybody yet. It was, you know, pretty much. It was pretty much after I joined Ouija. I was like, oh, I'll just be an asshole like these people because
find out.
That's the secret to our success. So, XV, you've been involved in a lot of projects. At least,
no, I haven't.
You've been involved in at least two major ones.
All right.
You already told us about
non-starter.
FigureReviews.com. That's the new name.
Well, but that's not strictly like Transformers.
But it's got Transformers. Yeah, RSC, of course.
Nah, that doesn't count.
You don't think it counts?
I wrote the Ouija FAQ. Does that count?
Yeah, and it was hosted. The Ouija FAQ, totally, and it was hosted on Spy's website. Yeah,
actually, yeah, that is that. That's something that can be considered something I contributed. For a while, I was running the file server for Ouija off of my web base.
That's true. I remember that now.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So it figures RFC for XV. Is that it?
What did John DeLuna ever do?
Nothing. Sleech.
No, what are you doing here, man?
I'm support. I've been valued support. So, like, especially with TFU info. With Ant's site, I used to send him pics of stuff that he didn't have, and I think with the wiki, I've sent Walkie some stuff or tried to help out. But
you used to be big doing retro reviews back on.
Yeah,
all
I guess that counts. Does that count?
Yeah, I love those.
I love retro reviews.
Yeah, you used to do those for RFC. Yeah, you need to, actually when we bring RFC Throwback back, you need to come on and do retro reviews.
Also, the ATT buzz.
You need to do the ATT buzz, too.
Oh, yeah.
Ten seconds of silence.
All right, ATT buzz this week. Okay.
The kill file version or what happened? Yeah. This week, Jeffy said something.
Just, like, quietly burp.
This week on ATT, Rob Cypher.
Yeah, basically. Basically.
I think
Zob still posts. He's very active. Dave Van Domelen posts. There are all sorts of people out there.
I enjoy that it's the same people from 15 years ago.
Basically, it is.
Mm. I think the last time I looked at ATT was someone pointed out that Zobivore, like, talked crap about some toys his kid got him for Christmas, and his ex-wife responded.
Yeah.
See, I think because now we talk about ex-wives and not girlfriends.
Yeah.
I know.
We are so old. Ender, what have you're involved, of course, you're a staff member at T-Formers.
Yeah, so for about the last year or so, a little longer of anything at T-Formers, I've had a little to do with probably here and there. This week, of course, was Wreckers Awareness Week. I was sort of the propelling force behind that, and that was fun.
Oh, so it's your fault?
Yeah, it's my fault.
Another made-up Transformer holiday.
Hey, it's RFC Awareness Week now, buddy.
Make it up. I just celebrated it. let's see. I also, once upon a time, I had a website running that was a Transformers role-playing forum called the Sparks of War. And that was fun while we had it.
You get a lot of from that?
Nah. Fortunately, that was in a phase of my life where I didn't have to worry about that anymore.
Sorry, I had to.
That's as dorky as it gets. That's about as dorky as it gets. I'm actually, we're working on resuscitating it in the T-Formers forums, actually. Cool. And I am known to podcast. That's about it.
T-Formers.com podcast, RSC, Moonbase 2. What else?
That's it. That covers it.
Okay.
I just remember two more, and one of them is still active in.
What is it, Rob?
One was a message board after I quit TransFandom who wanted me to be a moderator, and I quit by blocking their emails when they were wondering where I was. I really can't remember the name of it. Some odd Transformers site who liked me on TransFandom.
No, and wait, Rob, you wrote a very great BotCon.
Oh, that's right. How to act behave etiquette. At BotCon.
You know, not. I believe part of it was, you know, don't yell and be rude and, you know,
don't drink,
keep a gun around the food court, probably.
Yeah,
I did okay at that, except the drinking.
Yeah.
The irony.
That was part of my. I was part of the team that covered BotCon this year. Hmm. Last year, I should say.
I'm looking forward to this year.
When the Atlanta Transformers fan list died, I started up a Georgia one that's still running. Even though it's a mail list, so it might as well be dead. But the guys are still using it, so hey.
Yeah, I haven't. The Atlanta one hasn't been active in, I think, about 6 years now.
Yeah, right around the time it died, I started up the Georgia One figure, and hey, someone in Macon might want to do this, but they're not in Atlanta.
I don't even remember you from the Atlanta one.
I didn't even participate. I just joined it, and that was it. It was like, okay.
I distinctly remember the first time I saw you was in the Carolina BotCon. Like, you were wearing the Kangol hat and the McDonald's. And like Cooper was like, this is Rob. I'm like, okay, hi, Rob. He's like, I'm eating fries.
I didn't get to meet Gabe, Hoop, or Rob at BotCon 01. That sucks.
Yeah, you showed up for like 10 minutes and then, like, your friends made you leave or something, right? We were all
something like that. Yeah, it was a bad period for me. So my dad was cancer and all that stuff. So, Ender, is that it? That basically sums it up, though. For like your
fan. Yeah,
okay. JD, what have you done?
Nothing.
Done. No. That's not true at all.
Anyway, I guess other people have enjoyed them, so I don't know. I always think of the things that I did as being not that awesome. Well, I guess I take that back. Cold Art Slag was pretty awesome, but before that, I did something that I think was little known, but apparently was more widely known than I thought, which was the ATT Who's Who.
I got an email asking, that is up now, at tfradio.org/ATT. WW, something like that. I got an email last week asking me to take someone off of it.
No way.
I had to take their name off.
What?
Someone requested to be removed from JD's ATT Who's Who.
Who was it? I think it's like qualifying to like be put to like the Who's Who of the week.
It was Jay Foster 917. Does anyone else remember him? I do.
Yeah.
I remember the name.
Yeah.
I don't remember anything else.
Wow.
Hey, shout out to Chad Young. Hey, Chad's listening. Chad's been around on ATT for years, and he just sort of found RSC again. Just, hey, Chad.
And now he'll probably email you asking you to edit his mention out of the show.
No, I don't think. Chad's cool. I don't think he'll do that.
Now, Brian, you pointed out, like, a couple of weeks ago, like, some dude apparently I had, like, a long feud with on ATT, like, apologize and about it on Allspark or something, I think. And I, like I said, I don't remember this guy at all.
Are you talking? You're talking about Knight? No. He had a trans. I don't remember the Australian guy. He hated me.
I don't remember. He was like
Sky Shadow
Flight or something.
Yeah, Sky Shadow. He hated both of us. He did not. Yeah.
I don't remember him at all. I don't remember one iota of like fighting with a guy.
Well, that was when my dad was dying of cancer, and I was a jerk hole. I was just an angry, angry person when that happened, and I said some mean things, and I ticked him off. He didn't like me, and you know, I hate it, but you can't take things back.
And there was like Maxwell Duo and
Duo Maxwell is cool. I don't have a problem with him.
Didn't you at the time, like, you two were, like, just...
No. I think a lot of people didn't get along with Duo Maxwell, but he and I were cool. Yeah, there's so much stuff. This is basically the ATT podcast, but we're the official podcast at tformers.com.
Yeah.
We love tformers.
Want to just do an episode of all the drama we've each been in?
Dude, we could do it. There's stuff I cannot and will not talk about.
Series.
For me.
Well, if we ever did the Dutch, we'd have to get the actual Dutch on. That would be
yeah, Devi would probably come on, but I don't know.
We hate you, Hooper X.
We hate Hooper X. So, JD, what else? Yeah, Cold Heart Slag, ATT Who's Who.
Yeah, so then Cold Heart Slag was after that. And now here. So,
nope.
Yeah. And you can thank again JD for an XV, but mostly JD.
Mostly JD, I guess.
For bringing RFC back. For me, I guess, I started a little something called Radio Free Cybertron. It's the original Transformers Internet radio show.
Nobody cares, Brian.
Has the distinction of being one of the world's first podcasts, and it's pretty awesome. And I say it's one of the world's first podcasts by the accepted definition of podcast.
Only thing you have in your only life.
No, I have lots of fan fiction. I have lots of fan fiction. I have also been involved in the fanfic. Apparently,
fanfiction is awesome. That should be like your... The thing you're more proud of.
Yeah, look, going, if you, someone wrote a wiki about me on fanhistory.com. I didn't write it, but it cited me as a fan.
Did it list under Glenn Hallett?
No. I have, I have been a stand-in for Glenn Hallett at BotCon 07. But
have you never talked about that on RFC?
No. Okay.
Brian was a body double for Glenn Hallett, so the assassins wouldn't kill him.
Yeah, exactly. So at BotCon 2007, kid named Sprocket, young kid. No. I told him on AllSpark. A kid named Sprocket, nice guy. He's not a kid now, but he was pretty young then. I had never met him before, and we were introducing ourselves, and I said, "Hey, I'm Glenn Hallett." Of course, everyone around me, of course, knew exactly who I was. They knew to expect such things out of me. And he spent the entire weekend calling me Glenn, and basically, what?
Is that 05?
No, 05, I was Dave Edwards. I was Zobivore. And I was I and my favorite part is I'm always Hooks.
Yeah.
But at BotCon 07, I told Sprocket that I was Glenn Hallett. He spent the whole weekend thinking I was Glenn. then on AllSpark, I fessed up that I wasn't, and Glenn chimed in and said that I can be his official body double anytime. So I am the official Glenn Hallett. Glenn Hallett, again, part of 3H, and he was the coordinator of OTFCC 2003 and 2004, so.
And kind of the final reason RFC came back, remember, what was it, 50 fans, you start to show back up, 50
yes,
fans, Glenn Hallett.
Yep. On Facebook, I'm like, dude, you know, I'll create a RFC fan page. If we can just get 50 fans, I'll bring RFC back, and Glenn Hallett was our 50th fan. We love you, Glenn. I don't know if you're actually listening, but you are my hero. You're the wind beneath my wings.
Started the Glenn stuff at 05.
At 05, I told Brian Savage. I told Brian Savage he really needed to get Brian Kilby involved with BotCon because I think that Brian Kilby could really add to BotCon with his depth of knowledge and his organizational skills. And again, this was in front of you guys and everyone I know. And I'm certain 3 minutes into my diatribe about how awesome Brian Kilby was, he finally realized it was me. I'm a jerk. I was trying to explain this to the fish, Billy, in the interview yesterday. I'm really a jerk. I'm not the nice guy that everyone thinks that I am. But yeah, so I did that. A lot of fan fiction, a lot of anonymous fan fiction. I actually tied myself for funniest fanfic 1 year in the Trannies under two different names, so that was pretty cool. RSC is the official podcast of tformers.com. While I'm not technically a staff member, I am a podcaster member group at tformers, and there are all sorts of perks involved with that. We love tformers. And let's see here, what else? I had a web ring at one point, but I basically did it just to help push RFC. It was like a fake fraudulent SEO black hat sort of web ring. Back before SEO existed.
I used that.
Yeah. What game?
I've written some fan fiction. I just have the sense not to let anyone read it.
Oh, no. I have all sorts of things. Heck, it's posted on our website. Just go to staff blogs and it's all there. Yeah. Gabe, what were you saying? Sorry.
Oh, I had my microphone up, so I didn't realize I wasn't talking.
Oh, okay.
You guys remember trying to explain to someone that you were doing the trannies, and then, no.
Yeah.
Just like this.
I wish Rob would bring that back. I love the trannies. But that's just so much work.
I tried not to explain to anyone.
I want
to
hear
anyone that I knew that even remotely voted for a tranny.
Yeah. But I won a couple of trannies. It was awesome, so...
I remember for a while when everyone was saying trans fan, and then we became aware that that's actually a term for transsexuals and people. That's what all the weird looks were about.
Yeah. Hey, you know, when in Rome. I really can't think of much else that I've been involved with other than, like, IRC stuff and things like that. Nothing major other than RFC. I've contributed to TFU Info. I've done a very little bit of contribution to TF Wiki, but that's about it, so...
You kind of forget the stuff you do after a while, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I'm like, I had a site for a year, didn't I? Huh.
I can't
remember what it was called.
Yeah. Oh, I had a site before RSC. It was the it was a Sea Spray fan page.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I've had a half a dozen or so sites over the years, but none of them are worth talking about except the one I have now.
Yeah, you had Autobase.
Yeah.
Okay. So
you let the domain expire.
I suck. Yeah. I was poor. I was poor, yet I still paid for your domain name and web hosting because I'm a good friend and a sucker.
Well, yes, and I thank you for that.
Emphasis on the sucker.
Emphasis
and
on
I can relate to the poorness, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, let's go ahead and jump into Twitter Theater for this week. Twitter Theater is what? DeceptiNews 1?
DeceptiNews 1.
And it's a fan... It's a fan... Hey, Gabe.
Hi.
No. What's talking to me?
Yeah, hey, do you want to put yourself on mute?
Awesome.
No, you can hear like me and my wife arguing about my kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There. Okay, well.
So, I'm on the show. Either put yourself on mute or talk louder.
Yeah. 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 One or the other.
Yeah.
We are professional here.
I on occasion talk to my kids during the show, but it's not my featured contribution.
He does.
Sometimes it is.
Thing is, his daughter comes on the show occasionally, and she's adorable. You need to get show on when he can talk.
Yes. No. Or be more adorable.
Hear me and my wife talk
about. My daughter is 10 feet away right now, playing Revenge of the Fallen on the Xbox.
Hero could like say, "Are you talking to those losers? Is Brian still talking on the TV?" I don't know.
And you tell her it's a podcast.
Yes.
Get it right.
Podcast. We're cool.
Hero's awesome.
We're broadcasting to millions.
Thousands.
Of millions.
Dozens.
Okay, so Twitter Theater this week was DeceptiNews Episode 1, which is a fan video that is a news broadcast.
I'm playing a game. It's called Transformers Modernization.
Is it fun?
Nope.
There goes Leia.
All right.
We just got trolled by a little girl.
Yes,
she
did.
She's adorable. Okay, so DeceptiNews Episode 1. Let's try this again. It's a news broadcast done from the perspective of the Decepticons, specifically Megatron. He's the anchor, and I guess Soundwave is like his go-to guy that he throws to or whatever. It's really cute, and the video is really well done. The voices are actually good, too. I see that these guys also, it looks like they partner with or maybe part of TFCOG. Our buddy Frank was a voice on one of their projects, so Frank Todaro. So I guess they are TFCOG. Rob, do you know?
I do not know. I just saw where...
How'd you come across it?
He posted it up on TFormers.com, that site where...
And AllSpark and wherever
they don't exist, only TFormers. But no, I saw it on the boards, yeah. And I was just like, actually, it was up for a few days before I even bothered clicking. I was like, what is this?
No, the video's really good. I wish.
Yeah, I saw it. I was like, whoa.
I wish we had some way of doing our parodies with this, because that would be really awesome.
So, guy who made that, if you're listening.
Hey, we actually have part 5 of the parody coming out next month. We're working toward it. So, hopefully, part 5, the long-awaited part 5 of Transformers the Movie, will be up. We just finished... What?
Although not as long awaited as part 4.
Part 4, yeah, we waited 8 years for part 4, but it was worth the wait. It was worth the wait, so. But yeah, DeceptiNews, it's really cute. You know, I mean, some of the jokes are hit and miss, but the technical expertise involved in producing it, you know, I have no complaints. The video quality is really good. I can't tell if it's cel-shaded or, I mean, if it's hand-drawn or cel-shaded.
It's totally Flash.
So it's Flash.
Yeah, it's Flash.
Okay.
But it looked like Shockwave doesn't really look Flash. Megatron.
Shockwave, especially like when he moves his arms. I'm like, is that like a 3D model or is that? Okay.
Yeah. It's all really Flash, good. But it's really well done. Flash.
It is. Man, I need to learn Flash. I've only been saying that for 10 years.
Yeah, we could make all.
I've
sorts
only
of
been
games
saying it for 2. So.
Yeah.
Think of the games we could make, Brian.
We could do that walkie game where Optimus and Megatron hump each other.
Finally.
Well, you could not learn Flash.
Yeah. Random stuff from 10 years ago that we talk about.
Joe versus the volcano, the game. Think
yes,
about
that would be awesome.
Exactly.
So you've been listening to Radio Free Cybertron. We are we're the official podcast of TFormers.com. Check us out, tfradio.net. We have several podcasts. We have Fanboy versus Fanboy, which is a comic book podcast. We have New Soundwave, which is a sort of a generalized geek podcast. We have Superhero Time, which is a Super Sentai Mighty Morphin Power Rangers show.
It's a really specialized geek podcast.
It is like a really, really niche geek podcast. It's like way geekier than anything that I can even talk about. We are eventually bringing back RFC Throwback, which will be sort of like a what I really envisioned RFC being 10 years ago. And I'm talking to Gabe about possibly doing an MMA podcast. So we'll see how that works out. We actually have some other projects that we're working toward. We're going to have a live RFC at the end of the month. So let me look at the calendar real quick. RFC on the 31st is going to be live. So I guess we'll shoot to do that at 8 p.m. Eastern time. That will be live at tfradio.net and tformers.com. Jack said go ahead and just post it up, and you know we should get lots of listeners. So you can call in. Email Brian at tfradio.net to let me know that you're interested in the live show, and we'll get someone to come in, screen the call, add you in, and then kick you off when you're done talking. So, hey, I'm honest. So let's see
31st? Here. 31st?
Yeah, 31st.
Dude, that's the day after my birthday.
You'll happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy early birthday.
So exactly. you and Ender both have birthdays this month.
We're spring the chickens, dude.
Yeah. Zob's birthday is also this month, I noticed. So
my whole family's birthday is this month.
How expensive.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
sometimes ish.
That's how you get old. You know that
tomorrow's my wife and my mother on the same day.
My brother, his birthday.
Work that out. For terms of health, that's like...
that's,
what have you been doing, Ender?
That totally beats my story. My brother's birthday is the same as his... is a week away from his daughter's, who is a week away from his mother. From the mother.
So. You know what? My daughter's birthday is the day before mine.
Holy crap, dude.
And my son's is 6 days earlier, or 6 days later. No, earlier than that. Right. Mm.
So you're like timing that.
To my birthday, I don't want anything. Like, what do you want for your birthday? I'm like, leave me alone. That's what I want for my birthday. I bought everybody presents. I've been to all your parties. I picked up all the crap. I want you to leave me alone. That's what I want for my birthday.
Awesome.
I want to go to Chuck E. Cheese every year.
I have never been to Chuck E. Cheese. Kim and I are talking about going.
It's awesome.
Yeah,
love it.
I don't want to be
fit with something called Showbiz Pizza.
You're not a man.
I don't want them to think that I'm like a pedophile or something.
No, it's okay. Just go ahead and run around and act like a fool.
Okay.
You're just going, woo, beer.
Okay.
Well, didn't Chuck E. Cheese get rid of the ball pits, though?
Yeah, because someone kept...
Yeah, probably because of the rampant germs.
Yeah. I know, but what's the point if there's not a giant ball pit to sit in?
All I'm saying is we don't have, like, swine flu and AIDS from the ball pit. Maybe from other sources, but not the ball pit.
I think in general it's probably a good lesson in life to avoid pits altogether. Anything deemed a pit is probably
I avoid pits and balls. I avoid both.
Maybe a barbecue pit, but you don't want to go into a barbecue pit, do you?
Steak you do. Dude, give me a pack.
Okay, so again, follow us at tfradio.net. Twitter, it's at tfradio. Follow us on Facebook, all that jazz. Check out our other podcasts, and we'll love you forever.
What was that tagline? The non sequitur from nowhere.
The non sequitur to nowhere. Well,
yeah.
Yeah.
This is why we're
my wife
best,
just
guys.
Realized I taught my son how to splash in a tub.
Well, you're for it now.
Sure.
So we'll talk to you next week.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. With your hosts, Brian Kilby, J.D. Church, Ender, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, and XV. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at tfradio for news and updates. Copyright 2010, Radio Free Cybertron.